Veterans Day, 1963. Here is Edmund O'Brien.
I am an American. Listen to my words. Listen well, for my country is a strong country, and my message is a strong message. I am an American. I speak for democracy and the dignity of the individual. I am an American, and my ancestors have given their blood for freedom. On the green at Lexington and the snow at Valley Forge, on the walls of Fort Sumter and the fields of Gettysburg, on the waters of the Marne and in the shadows of the Argonne, on the beachheads of Salerno and Normandy and the sands of Okinawa, on the bare, bleak hills called Porkchop and Old Baldy and Heartbreak Ridge, a million and more of my countrymen have died for freedom. I am an American, and my country is their eternal monument. I am an American, and my ancestors have bequeathed to me the laughter of a small boy as he watches a circus clown's antics, the sweet, delicious coldness of the first bite of peppermint ice cream on the 4th of July, the little tenseness of a baseball crowd as the umpire calls, "Batter up!" The high school band's rendition of Stars and Stripes Forever in the Memorial Day parade, the clear, sharp ring of a school bell on a crisp fall morning. These and many other things they fought for and left for me. I am an American, and the fruits of my thought and labor are mine to enjoy. I am an American, and my happy land is a land of many realms and mansions. It is the land of Ohio corn and potatoes and pasture. It is the realm of hundreds of acres of golden wheat stretching across the flat miles of Kansas. It is the land of precision assembly lines in Detroit. It is the realm of milling cattle in the stockyards of Chicago. It is the land of glowing skylines of Pittsburgh and Birmingham, of San Francisco and New York. And in my churches and homes are the mansions of heaven. I am an American, and the love of God has made me free. I am an American, and in my churches and homes, everyone worships God in his own way. The young Jewish boy saying, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one." The Catholic girl praying, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." The Protestant boy singing, "A mighty fortress is our God." Each one believing and praying as he must, and all joining in the universal prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven," with the voice and the soul of every human being that cries out to be free. I am an American, and I believe that America has answered that voice. American, and my country offers freedom and opportunity such as no land before her has ever done. Freedom to work as mechanic or farmer, as merchant or truck driver. Freedom to think as chemist or lawyer, as doctor or priest. Freedom to love as child, as parent, sweetheart, husband, wife. Freedom to speak, to pray, to read, to argue, to praise, to criticize. freedom to eat and sleep, to work and play without fear. Freedom to live 1 or 200 million different lives. I am an American, and my heritage is of the land and of the spirit, of the heart and of the soul. Country greater than my country, a people happier than my people.
Forever and America!
I speak for democracy and the dignity of the individual.
America, my home. America!
You have just heard I Am an American, based on an essay by Elizabeth Ellen Evans, adapted for choral presentation by Adrian Michaelis, and set to music by Carmen Dragon. Edmund O'Brien was the narrator. The President of the United States and the Chairman of the Veterans Day National Committee, Mr. John S. Gleason, Jr., urge you to join with your state, your community Veterans Day committees in the observance of this deeply meaningful American holiday. I Am an American was transcribed for you by the Veterans Day National Committee and presented by this station in the public interest.